Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner and Ted Mooney with update number 39 for the week of August 20th, 2007. We begin this week with the calendar of events through the end of September. On August 29th, the University of Louisville's Kentucky Pollution Prevention Center will hold a free process water management workshop at the La Quinta Inn and Suites in Florence, Kentucky. On September 7th, the Milwaukee branch of the AESF will have a golf outing at Silver Spring Country Club in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. On September 12th through the 14th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop, presented by Binks and DeVilbiss and sponsored by Owens Community College, will be taking place in Toledo, Ohio. My interview with Dr. Richard Krupa, the coordinator of the event, is available on the calendar page. On September 14th through the 16th, the 2007 Surface Technology Association's fall outing, including Reno Air Races, will be taking place at John Esquaga's Nugget Casino Resort in Sparks, Nevada. On September 18th through the 20th, Finex 07 will be taking place at the Indiana Convention Center in Indianapolis, Indiana. Sponsored by the finishing industry's leading trade associations, Finex 07 will provide a wide range of technical conference sessions alongside an expo floor covering everything from liquid coatings, powder coatings, electro coatings, plating, porcelain enamel, pretreatment, and curing. Please visit the calendar page to listen to my interview with the organizer of the event, Ann Goyer of Goyer Management. On September 22nd, AESF Regional Conference, hosted by the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF, will be taking place at Doubletree Inn in Seattle, Washington. On September 23rd through the 25th, Southern Metal Finishing Conference will be taking place at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. The 2007 event will focus on training for the practical applications of powder coating, plating, and waste treatment processes. Ted's interview with Paul Fisher, the organizer of the event, is available on the calendar page. And on September 24th and 25th, Powder Coating Academy, sponsored by Metal Finishing Magazine in conjunction with Southern Metal Finishing, will be taking place in Charleston, South Carolina. Instructed by Tiger Drylack, this two-day course will teach how powder coatings will help you thrive in the ever-changing finishing market. My interview with Greg Valero, publisher of Metal Finishing Magazine, is available on the calendar page. And for more information on all of these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage.
This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome Martex Paints Limited of Birmingham, England, as a new supporting advertiser. Martex offers their AnoPrime water-based prime coat, which requires no baking because the curing occurs during the bake cycle of the subsequently applied powder coating. Martex also offers their ArtPow line of powders for industrial and decorative powder coating, including their unique one-bake wood grain powder. Martex Paints listing can be found in our Directory of Chemicals and Consumables, and we thank them and all of our supporting advertisers for making Finishing.com and this podcast possible. Surfin 2007 was held last week and was quite a success. 214 exhibitors showed their stuff, exceeding the size of last year's Surfin by almost 30%. Further, the exhibitors didn't just bring literature. They brought substantial hardware to the exhibit, including automatic machinery. We were welcomed to Cleveland by Mayor Frank G. Jackson, who personally participated in the ribbon-cutting ceremony, and by clear blue skies and mild temperatures, which Cleveland reserves only for very special occasions. A great technical program complemented the exhibit. If you missed it, the proceedings are available on CD-ROM from www.nasf.org. An industry night at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was a memorable social occasion. Whatever else you do, start making plans now for Surfin 2008 in Indianapolis next June. For Kate and myself, until next week, thanks for listening.